This is the Texas Standard. The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board is giving headaches to some of the state's lawmakers, but it may be a self-inflicted ailment. The board used to be able to block public schools from taking on projects it found wasteful or overly ambitious. But in 2013, the legislature scaled back the panel's powers, thinking that leaders at the universities themselves should make those decisions. Well, now the ledge is having a bit of a reformer's remorse. Here to tell us why, Matthew Watkins. He's higher education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Matthew, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a quick primer on the Higher Education Coordinating Board. What does it actually do, and why did the legislature change some of its functions?
Well, prior to 2013, it was kind of a, you know, as the name says, a coordinator for the universities, but also basically a regulatory agency. You know, their job was making sure that the universities were all on the same page, following through with the state's goals and not wasting money.
Wow.
You know, there's this idea here that universities are kind of self-interested, and some lawmakers kind of feel like the schools pursue their own interests as opposed to the interests of the state.
Yeah. And that's been an issue, certainly with the University of Texas getting land in Houston, and there's been a big kerfuffle between UT and some other colleges in that area. Why did the legislature strip the coordinating board from some of its powers in the first place?
At the time, schools were pretty frustrated with the coordinating board. They thought that certain decisions were being made. They were being a little too strict, I guess. The key kind of impetus for this, a lot of people have told me, was a decision in 2012 to block the University of North Texas's plans to renovate their student union. It was a $128 million project. They had basically compiled the funding, gotten student approval on an on-campus election, but the coordinating board said no anyways.
Lawmakers now are reading university leaders the Riot Act this session. What are some of the things that they're upset about today?
That's right. Well, you mentioned the Houston campus. That's a big one. There's a kind of an overall larger frustration with rising tuition costs. And then there's various other projects that schools are pursuing that some senators and representatives just question whether they're in the best interest in the state. That includes Texas A&M opening what could become a branch campus in McAllen.
Mm-hmm.
It includes Texas Tech University wanting to build a vet school, and numerous universities in the state that want to build medical schools.
But I smell within a lot of these arguments what is at its root kind of a rivalry, that basically these colleges see themselves as going after smaller and smaller bits and pieces of resources.
Yeah, I mean, higher education is one of the few realms where different agencies, different groups are really competing with each other. They're competing for students. They're competing for the best professors. Take a police department. You don't see the Dallas PD competing with the Wichita police.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in higher education, that's different. All those schools are competing for the same students and at same times the same faculty as well.
Right.
That can create some tension, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It also has caused some lawmakers and regulators in the state to urge the universities to pump the brakes and question whether they're expanding too quickly.
Now, through all this, what are members of the coordinating board saying about how things are playing out?
So the board's commissioner, Raymond Paredes, told me that, you know, he sees some of the mistakes that were made back in the day. You know, the University of North Texas student union thing, he said, might have been a mistake. But he says they've learned from those mistakes. They're a more collaborative group now. They listen to stakeholder input more. Mm. And I think they would like to see some of those regulatory powers come back into their umbrella in order to address kind of some of the problems that they see in the higher
it's
education.
Like, give us a second chance and we won't step on your student union next time, it sounds
exactly.
Like what they're
saying. Exactly.
Now, there are a few bills working their way through the ledge that it seems to me could restore the board's old powers or maybe even strengthen them. And I wonder, what are the chances of any of those bills becoming law?
You know, so far there hasn't been much opposition to that. But, you know, it's always hard to say in the legislature. There's a limited amount of time and a lot of bills, so you never know which one's going to make it through and which one's not.
Matthew Watkins is covering this story. He's higher education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Matthew, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.